Finally, Francisco, where does this pilot and its outcomes go from here?
We have an opportunity, and I think we have a responsibility to patients all around the world. We have the technology, and we proved it, that you can have information flowing from point of collection at the patient level all the way through decision makers in much more formal and fast fashion than we do today. That information needs to remain non-trapped in PDF. We think that information needs to lead will lead to, at times, failing faster by developers of new drugs because the information is actually collected more quickly and shared more quickly, but then also the ability to get to approvals worldwide and get to post-approval changes worldwide much more quickly and much more dynamically than we do today. And again, we're not talking about 10 years from now. We're talking about 18 months from now that we can get to really start to look meaningfully at how we compress development timelines, how we move information more quickly. And look, there's pressures everywhere. There's pressures at the agency level. There's pressures in pharma, whether you look at it through the lens of, success rates of new molecules, portfolio delivery, et cetera. So whatever we can do to help make sure that we're not taking longer to develop new drugs for patients, or we're not taking longer to get those drugs approved globally, that's all part of our mission.
Well, those of us who remember the days when NDAs, new drug applications, were sent to regulatory agencies by truck because they're all in paper volumes, find these times particularly exciting.
I don't want to date myself, but I remember the pallets, and you knew something was happening because you could hear the buzz, the printers, the forklift. And I also remember when we moved to Section 11 and 12 electronically because that was going to be the revolution of case report forms and case report tabulations in the US. And Europe had the NICEs, the non-electronic ECTDs. I think those were all the right steps at the time. But I think the paradigm we're talking about now is exponentially greater in terms of how we can really move the needle compared to, I think, the incremental benefits we've been realizing over the last 25 years.
To learn more about this topic, visit us online at diaglobal.org. Join us as we celebrate 6 decades of impact in 2024.